chatting to you know, about that particular movie and what's happening in that particular movie. I'd love to see it. It's set to probably come out in December, and hopefully, you know, be a better box office at the moment. We've got limited amount of people who can go to the movies. Well, let's change our focus this morning, and we're going to be talking about a fantastic food garden initiative out in the Langa area. The Urban Rural Development and Capacity Building Project in Langa, which was founded by two women with the main objective of providing healthy food and impoverished communities in that particular area. Inspired by the need to alleviate poverty through lasting solutions, community leaders Nompolelo and the late Nosipho Sikochwa founded this particular project about 20 years ago, initially trying to provide healthy food and cultivating community food gardens and a soup kitchen out in the Langa area. A very good morning to you, Nompolelo, and welcome to the show. You are the director and founder of the Urban Rural Development and Capacity Building Project. Welcome to Cape Talk on a Sunday morning.
Thank you so much, Zane. And you have done it on a right day. I mean, Sunday.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you on the show. Tell us very quickly, you started 20 years ago. How has the garden developed, and how has this food garden initiative grown in the last 20 years?
Okay. Firstly, for a year, we have started by capacitating the people and giving the idea of using the soil. And we also told them that we mustn't wait and ask things from the government. Let us do things on our own. And we had that slogan of Vukuzenzele, means wake up and do things for yourself. That was the first speech of Dadu Utabo Mbeki. And then after that, as active women with the late Nosipho Sikochwa, we form up a board where we have involved our MP Zokota, who's a minister now, or deputy minister now of human settlement. And also for advised, we had used Professor Linda De Vries from the University of Western Cape. And after we reached that for a first year, the following year, on 2001, we started to cultivate the soil and starting the gardens. And we also, in our training, we also told the people that you must let the produce and sell it, and you take whether it's 100 rand to the bank, so that after maybe 3 years, that 100 rand you left in the bank from the veggies will give you something. Even your kids, they would learn from that.
Chatting this morning to Nompolelo Ngoku, the director Ngoku, and the founder of the Urban Rural Development and Capacity Building Project. Now, you've got 22 gardens in the Langa area, and you've got two nutritional food kitchens. How do you manage all of this?
We manage because of the department, but I won't mention it because I don't think you like it, so that I can call them by their names. But they did help us, that is government. Mm. We have hired the people who are getting a stipend monthly to work in these gardens, and also the ladies who also got a passion for the people to cook in these kitchens. Not only in Langa, we have expanded up to Tambo Village, Kayelita, Ezwezwe, and also Samora Shell.
You've got about, the project, you've got 360 beneficiaries employing about 200 staff members in your gardens, and they cook on a permanent basis, feeding their families. Tell us the story behind, you know, Nompolelo, I want to talk about the hand up instead of the hand out, you know, instead, because very often we have people who sit in the street corners and they just expect to be given things, and they sit in the street corners and live off crime instead of improving their lives and improving their situation by taking a hand up rather than a hand out.
I like that question, because that is our idea when we started, that people mustn't rely on handouts and also say that I'm sick. And when you notice that they are not sick because they are drinking, we did tell them that it's wise to wake up and do things for yourself. If you want money, you won't get it by sitting at home. And you won't survive if you are always saying, donkey, donkey, donkey. You must do something. So that's why we have approached even government to help us for that. Even now, since that it was COVID-19, government did help and give the people the food parcels. But because of not honesty also to the people, some of them have sold those food parcels to liquor. And then when we find out that, we did expel them and said, no, you are not ready to receive these things because you don't know what to do.
Mm. And it's actually quite sad, hey, that, I mean, you know, you work in a community and you're trying to empower people in a community to better themselves, because, you know, it's always about giving the person the necessary skills to uplift themselves and get themselves out of where they are so that they can actually follow a better life going forward. Tell us the stories about how successful this project is.
I will tell you. Oh, I'm so happy. I got students who were volunteering to us. One of them, he's a doctor at Grotesquil. He was studying at UCT with the money he got from us. The other one, she's a lawyer from Tambo. She was also working in a food garden during school holidays. She got her offices at Waterfront. Not a waterfront. A canal walk. Still practicing in those offices. And then also, for those who are not schooled, have managed to refer them, like City of Cape Town, when they need somebody, or maybe data capturing, or like securities, they are working there. We also got children who were working in our food gardens. Now they got their own projects. I'm so proud, because those people now at Samora, they are owning a day-to-day feeding of the people that who are taking treatment. Before they eat, they must have food. Same applies to our kitchens. Those who are taking food from our kitchens, before they take their treatment, at 11:30, the food is ready for them. So after that, they can take their treatment.
That's quite good. Chatting to Nombolelo Ngo. She's the director and founder of Urban Rural Development and Capacity Building. How many meals do you make per day, and how many people do you feed from these meals?
Wonderful. This year, they have allocated us for 436. They call it those kitchens now. It's community nutritional development centers, which is now from these people who are eating in the kitchens as we were doing before. We'll notify and identify those who are ready to go and get the work instead of eating here every day. We'll make sure that even we put them already, by the way, we have seen them, that they are much better, they can come and work in the food gardens. Some of them are working on the street, cleaning the streets.
Mm. And, you know, the thing is that this is the whole case in Nompilela, is that very often we tend to turn somewhere else, but it is the situation of a community that needs to take care of itself, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, again?
I say sometimes we sit down and we do nothing, and expect just to get and to get and to get, but sometimes it is necessary for a community to get up and to take care of itself.
Yeah, that's why I said vukuzenzele, and wake up and do things for yourself. Mm. You'll benefit from that. One day, you people, when you are free, come and see what I'm talking about. You'll be surprised.
Mm.
I did take one of the officials from government. I won't mention.
Mm.
I did take him. He even said, Gogo, I'm kissing the hands. You know, people, what you are doing, because this is what we want in the community with the government funding. Not us. We don't see. We just took the money. We don't see these things. This is over you, what you are doing. I was so excited at my age of 72. I said, God is good.
Mm. Chatting this morning to Nompilela Ngoku, and of course we've got a call, Nompilela, from Jenny out in the OBS area. Very good morning to you, Jenny.
Hi, Zane. Morning. Listen, I came in kind of at the end of this discussion. I'm busy trying to do some washing up. I have two, they're not new, but two spades that if somebody can collect them, I can donate them for their food garden to work with.
Nompilela, would you like those two spades offered to you by Jenny?
Hallelujah. Western alarm. Thank you so much.
I just need somebody to fetch them, though.
Nompilela, sorry.
I will send somebody. Where are you in observatory, ne?
I'm number 42, Milton Road.
Jenny, we don't do... You'd have 50 people knocking at your door for spades, Jenny. We'll put Jenny in contact with Nompilela, and then Nompilela, the two of you can talk to each other, and you can get those spades from her. Nompilela, where do people get hold of you if people like Jenny would like to make a contribution of spades or rakes or even of seeds or maybe seedlings?
Then we are at the Langa Rental Office. City of Cape Town has offered us a space as an office and also as a dine for those who are eating in that kitchen in the office.
Okay. That's Nompilela Ngoku, and she's the director of, I was just telling Obi, it's a bit difficult to get it this time. It's a Sunday morning early. Director and founder of Urban Rural Development, a capacity building project, and she's out in the Langa area. If you'd like to contribute anything, chat to Janice on 0214460567. You can chat to Janice. She'll give you the details and where you can get hold of her, and they are at the Langa Rental Office of the City of Cape Town.